Every Which Way But Dead by Kim Harrison. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2005 by Kim Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with EOS, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. I took a deep breath to settle myself, jerking the cuff of my gloves up to cover the bare patch of skin at my wrist. My fingers were numb through the fleece as I moved my next-to-largest spell pot to sit beside a small chipped tombstone, being careful not to let the transfer media spill. It was cold, and my breath steamed in the light of the cheap white candle I had bought on sale last week. Spilling a bit of wax, I stuck the taper to the top of the grave marker. My stomach knotted as I fixed my attention on the growing haze at the horizon, scarcely discernible from the surrounding city lights. The moon would be up soon, being just past full and waning. Not a good time to be summoning demons, but it would be coming anyway if I didn't call it. I'd rather meet Al-Jalirept on my own terms, before midnight. I grimaced, glancing at the brightly lit church behind me where Ivy and I lived. Ivy was running errands, not even aware I had made a deal with the demon, much less that it was time to pay for its services. I suppose I could be doing this inside where it was warm, in my beautiful kitchen with my spelling supplies and all the modern comforts, but calling demons in the middle of a graveyard had a perverse rightness to it, even with the snow and cold. And I wanted to meet it here so Ivy wouldn't have to spend tomorrow cleaning blood off the ceiling. Whether it would be demon blood or my own was a question I hoped I wouldn't have to answer. I wouldn't allow myself to be pulled into the ever-after to be Al-Jalirept's familiar. I couldn't.